Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called The Bottom Line. Once a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, his name was Binyamin Kletzker. He was a lumber merchant. And one year, it happened that as he was adding up all the numbers of all the different orders that he had taken and the money that had come in and so forth, people who are in business have to keep track of all the money they spend, all the money that comes in. And since he sold lumber, which means chopped down trees, or maybe it was made into boards, and therefore he had to keep track of all the lumber that he sold. And one day, as he was adding up the numbers, he came to the total, and he said, "Ein oid milvado." Rather, he wrote in, "Ein oid milvado," which means there's none besides Hashem. Now, his business partner said, "Binyamin, what are you doing? When you add up all these numbers, you can't put, instead of the total, the words, Ein od mavada, there's nothing besides Hashem. You have to put the number. What is this? You're thinking about Hashem in the middle of business. You're saying that there's nothing besides Hashem, and you're thinking about that instead of the numbers of the business. What is this? When you're in business, you have to be involved in business. You can't be thinking about Hashem while you're adding up the numbers and write Ein od mavada instead of the actual number, that there's nothing besides Hashem, instead of writing the actual number." Rabbi Binyamin answered, "Listen, if when you're davening, your mind wanders and you start to think about your business, nobody says anything. It happens. So what's so terrible if, when I'm supposed to be involved in business, I have a slip of my thought and I start thinking about Hashem?" From this story, we see a very interesting thing. When we are davening and learning Torah and our mind wanders to think about something else, we say, okay, it happens. Well, if so, then what is so terrible if, in the middle of the day, when a person is supposed to be involved in business, if his mind also wanders and he thinks about Hashem? Of course, that's really a good thing. It can't be extreme, because then he won't get his business done. But if it happens once in a while, it's certainly okay, and maybe it's even a very good thing too. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.